The Food and Drug Administration is looking at whether it has all the authority it needs. The FDA has discovered health problems in some popular medicines only after the drugs were approved for sale. These drugs include Vioxx, hormone replacement therapy, and antidepressants. Today, a scientific panel begins studying ways to ensure that Americans are not exposed to drugs that hurt more than they help. NPR's
With
Joanne
criticism
Silberner
of the
reports.
FDA widespread last spring, Acting Commissioner Lester Crawford did two things. He set up an internal safety monitoring board to catch prescription drug problems more quickly. He also did something else. He went to the Institute of Medicine. That's part of the National Academy of Sciences, an independent group of scientists called on frequently to assess various government programs. Crawford asked the Institute of Medicine to figure out how the FDA could do a better job. Right now, the FDA has two systems to identify problem drugs on the market, and both those systems have significant limits. Raymond Woosley is head of the Critical Path Institute, a nonprofit group working with the FDA to speed drug approval. He says other places have better systems.
In Europe, they have a network of general practitioners that actually enter data into a computer on every patient who gets a certain drug and their outcome, what happens when they take the drug. In our country, we only have our spontaneous voluntary reporting system. So if a doctor or nurse or pharmacist observes an adverse effect of a drug, and if they have the time and take the time to report it to the FDA, it is sent in.
Janet Woodcock is an acting deputy commissioner of the FDA. She says that voluntary system in the U.S. gets very few reports.
We don't know what isn't sent in. The estimates, which are just complete estimates, are that we may hear about one in every 10 of any particular event that would be occurring, any particular side effect.
And because the reporting system is voluntary, subtle but important side effects can go unnoticed, like a heart attack in someone who's old. Again, Janet Woodcock.
What it's good for is picking up the really oddball, unexpected kind of events. For example, if a patient who's completely healthy goes in and takes the drug and suddenly their red blood cell count drops to nothing or their white blood cell count goes down or they get liver failure, these are the kind of things you would really not expect to happen.
And it takes time for problems to be recognized because even with mandatory drug company reports, there are so few events it's hard to see a pattern. Raymond Woosley studied 15 drugs removed from the market since 1987.
On average, it takes about 6 years to find a problem with a medication and react to it.
The FDA has a second system for picking up problems. This one puts the onus on the manufacturer, but it only covers certain drugs, drugs that are approved for sale before long-term studies are even started, but with the requirement that the pharmaceutical company does further research. Alan Goldhammer is with the Pharmaceutical Manufacturers Trade Group, and he says this quick approval with post-market study is a good arrangement.
It allows important new drugs to get on the market at an earlier stage.
But some companies have been slow to do the studies. Right now, the FDA lists 37 of 664 studies as delayed, and the FDA has in the past been slow to put the results up on its website. When studies aren't finished on time, there's only one thing the agency can do about it, says the FDA's Janet Woodcock.
The FDA could theoretically take the drug off the market, but that's sort of the nuclear weapon of intervention.
And because it's so powerful, it's a weapon they've never used. And the agency has no other option. Congress hasn't given the FDA the power to use more modest penalties, like fines. But Woodcock says there's hope for picking up unexpected side effects. Woodcock sees it in the computerization of medical information.
We can piggyback onto the healthcare system and its electronic manifestations as they evolve and use that information to improve the safety of drugs.
Already, Mark McClellan, the head of Medicare, has promised to help. With the availability in January 2006 of a prescription drug plan, Medicare will have massive amounts of data on people's health and the drugs they use. Congress is working on some fixes of its own for the FDA, and the Institute of Medicine's recommendations are due next year. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.